Welcome to Tension, a Film Noir of the Week podcast. Before we get to this week's film, here's some film noir news. The next Batman may finally be getting back to its detective roots. Director Matt Reeves says, quote, "There's a chance to do an almost noir-driven detective version of Batman that is point-of-view-driven in a very, very powerful way that hopefully is going to connect to what's going on inside his head and inside his heart," unquote. We can only hope that he's true to his word and brings that noir back to Detective Comics stories made into movies. And new on DVD is They Live by Night. The Criterion release is unsurprisingly great. The DVD is chock full of extras, but like Detour and Out of the Past, I've never seen the official movie trailer for this film. And this DVD re-release didn't have one either. Hopefully someone will dig one up. I'm a sucker for those old over-the-top ads. By the way, the Detour one is owned by someone, but has never been released in any high-resolution, watchable format. And I've never seen the original Out of the Past trailer. If any listeners out there have the originals, let me know. I'd love to see them. They Live by Night is also on TCM and Criterion streaming service Filmstruck. On to this week's Film Noir of the Week. It's L.A. in the 1970s. We're grinding gears to get to the fantastic neo-noir The Driver. Directed by Walter Hill, this cold neo is a perfect example of how film noir evolved into experimental crime films in the 1970s. No doubt inspired by Le Samurai, which itself was inspired by This Gun for Hire, The Driver is a cold, lean piece of pure cinema, a nighttime world of criminals and angry cops. Gun Crazy and the recent Criterion release of They Live by Night have some hypnotic crimes taking place within the point of view from inside the car looking out. This point of view draws the viewer into the driver's perspective, and it's always mesmerizing. You almost always get a jolt of adrenaline when you're in a real car on a real street corner. Walter Hill's The Driver takes these moments and makes an entire movie out of it. Starring a very disco cast, this film has barely any dialogue. Bruce Dern gets the most lines as the man chasing the driver. Mostly he frustratingly barks at middle-aged, hard-life cops played by day-play actors that peppered every crime film of the time. Beautiful Isabel Ajani is the female lead and Ryan O'Neill is the handsome driver. Sporting longish wavy hair and an open collar, he looks more like a playboy trying to pick up Diane Keaton at a bar than a hardened criminal. Originally, Steve McQueen and Robert Mitchum were at least close to playing the unnamed Ryan and Dern roles. The film would most definitely be more beloved, even possibly referred to as a classic, than forgotten if those guys were in it. But would it be a better movie? I'm not so sure. Ryan has no actual backstory, but his look just makes him more interesting. What is his story anyhow? Hell, the guy doesn't even have a name. That's exactly what I thought when watching The Killer in Le Samurai. Why and how did they become what they are? O'Neill also has a great entrance, slowly rising, coming into frame on one of those man lifts that parking garage guys use to go up flights quickly. And Bruce Dern was never better than he was in the 1970s. He looks like he could be Ryan's brother.
20th Century Fox presents two men on opposite sides of the law. Ryan O'Neill, Bruce Dern, and between them, Isabel Ajani. Three loners playing a ruthless game none of them could afford to lose. In The Driver. Ryan O'Neill is the driver.
My line of work is kind of hard to come by.
His reputation, the best wheel man in the city.
Did you ever get caught on one of your jobs?
Hasn't happened yet.
Bruce Dern is the detective.
I'm very good at what I do.
His reputation, the toughest cop in the city.
You saw the man who was driving the car, yet you didn't identify him. You got a reason?
I just don't like you.
Well, you get out of my town, because you go out on one more job, and I'm gonna nail you.
You might be getting too big.
Two men, driven by their need to prove they were the best.
How are you gonna get downstairs?
Chasing you.
Sounds like you got a problem.
I'm much better at this game than you are.
You win, you make some money. I win. You're gonna do 15 years.
To them, the money, the law, even their lives no longer counted.
You don't care about the money.
Might even send it to him.
Who was best was all that mattered.
And we've got the winning run on first.
You've been set up, you know.
To break the cop, the driver was willing to risk it all. To break the driver, the cop was willing to break the law.
Go ahead, throw it! It'll cost you 2 years.
Ryan O'Neill, Bruce Dern, Isabella Gianni, The Driver. A ruthless game between two legends.
The film succeeds when you realize and accept there's not much plot here. Just enjoy the ride. It resists the Burt Reynolds jokey 70s car movie hijinks and takes things very seriously. And I love those fun Burt Reynolds comedies. Never do you think O'Neill is enjoying his driving or frustrating police. With the deadpan face and unmoving hair, it's all about the visuals in the 1970s. Neon-lit downtown LA and the pleasing sound of metal bending, tires squealing, and gears changing. It's amazing that McQueen turned down this role. He said he didn't want to do another car movie. It would have been one of his best. Instead, it's a pretty much forgotten film that was panned as pretentious in 1978. A box office bomb that would be a critical darling if it was released today. With the release of Baby Driver, director Edgar Wright has made it clear that his film was made because of the inspiration of watching The Driver over and over again on late night TV. The Ryan Gosling film Drive, a completely different movie than Baby Driver, was also a direct tribute to the 1978 neo-noir. You could pair off The Driver with a number of different films for a double feature. As I mentioned before, They Live by Night, Lee Samurai, and a number of other 70s thrillers like Sorcerer, Bullet, or even the equally panned romantic Aloha, Bobby, and Rose would all make great double features with this beautiful, pedal-to-the-metal neo-noir, The Driver. Some would argue that this film shouldn't be considered noir. Well, they'd be wrong. It has all the elements of film noir without trying to pretend to be from the 1940s. And it's a hell of a ride. Thanks for listening, and remember to subscribe to Tension, the Film Noir of the Week podcast, at all podcast locations. I'm Steve Eifert.